Year 8, Term 2 German, Achievement Test. Section A, Listening. Sounds of the language. You will hear the 15 German words listed below. Complete the spelling of each word by filling in the missing letters. Each dash represents one missing letter. For some of the words you hear, there may be more than one way of spelling them. Just write any one possible spelling for each word. The aim is to see how you write the sounds that you hear. You won't know these words because they are very rare. Don't worry, just do your best. You will hear each word twice. 1.
Fleeten.
2.
Blech. Blech.
3.
Fluren. Fluren.
4.
Geyser. Geyser.
5.
Rügen. Rügen.
6.
Seil. Seil.
7.
Jault. Jault.
8.
Dänen. Dänen.
9.
Zahm. Zahm.
10.
Schub. Schub.
11.
Rauten. Rauten.
12.
Tönen. Tönen.
13.
Steil. Steil.
14.
Glückt. Glückt.
15.
Haftung. Haftung.
16. Now turn the page. You will hear the instructions for the vocabulary test. Vocabulary. This part of the test will take around 13 minutes. Part A. meaning. You will hear 10 German words. Put a cross under the English word or words that best match what you hear. Some have only one correct answer. Some have two correct answers. You will hear each German word twice. 1.
Die Stunde.
2.
Spanien. Spanien.
3.
Sein. Sein.
4.
Sie. Sie.
5.
Geblieben. Geblieben.
6.
So. So.
7.
Der Wald. Der Wald.
8.
Ruhig. Ruhig.
9.
Neu. Neu.
10.
Die Geschichte. Die Geschichte.
9. Now turn the page. You will hear the instructions for vocabulary test, part B. Part B, categories. Here are 10 English categories. You will hear the categories read out to you. Then you will hear 4 words in German. Put a cross under the word A, B, C or D that is a good example of the category. You will hear each set of German words twice. 1. Which German word is a good example of a building? A.
Das Schloss.
B.
Das Konzert.
C.
Die Stadt.
D.
Die Hose.
A.
Das Schloss.
B.
Das Konzert.
C.
Die Stadt.
D.
Die Hose.
2. Which German word is a good example of a month? A.
Der Urlaub.
B.
Die Nacht.
C.
Donnerstag.
D.
Dezember. der Urlaub.
B.
Die Nacht.
C.
Donnerstag.
D.
Dezember.
Three. Which German word is a good example of a living thing? A.
Der Mund.
B.
Die Katze.
C.
Das Schiff.
D.
Die Tasche.
A.
Der Mund.
B.
Die Katze.
C.
Das Schiff.
D.
Die Tasche.
Four. Which German word is a good example of a question word? A.
Jeder.
B.
Weil.
C.
Warum.
D. A.
Jeder.
B.
Weil.
C.
Warum.
D. Five. Which German word is a good example of a relative? A.
Der Onkel.
B.
Das Mädchen.
C.
Das Einzelkind.
D.
Der Osten.
A.
Der Onkel.
B.
Das Mädchen.
C.
Das Einzelkind.
D.
Der Osten.
Six. Which German word is a good example of a body of water? A.
Der Strand.
B.
Der See.
C.
Die Flasche.
D.
Blau.
A.
Der Strand.
B.
Der See.
C.
Die Flasche.
D.
Blau.
Seven. Which German word is a good example of a point of view? A.
War.
B.
Wer.
C.
Wir.
D.
Oft.
A.
War.
B.
Wer.
C.
Wir.
D.
Oft.
Eight. Which German word is a good example of a hobby? A.
Wollen.
B.
Danken.
C.
Das Beispiel.
Die.
Tanzen.
A.
Wollen.
B.
Danken.
C.
Das Beispiel.
D.
Tanzen.
Nine. Which German word is a good example of traveling? A.
Fehlen.
B.
Gefallen.
C.
Fallen.
D.
Fahren.
A.
Fehlen.
B.
Gefallen.
C.
Fallen.
D.
Fahren.
10. Which German word is a good example of communicating? A.
Gehören.
B.
Antworten.
C.
Stattfinden.
D.
Erfahren.
8.
Gehören.
B.
Antworten.
C.
Stattfinden.
D.
Erfahren.
9. Now turn the page. You will hear the instructions for the grammar test. Grammar. This part of the test will take around 4 minutes. You will hear each German sentence twice. Put a cross next to your answer. Part A. Past participles. Each sentence describes something that happened in the past. Choose the past participle which completes each sentence. 1.
Ich habe gestern.
2.
Er ist letzte Woche. Er ist letzte Woche.
Part B. Verb forms. The subject is missing in each sentence. Choose the person or people that the sentence is about. 1.
Muss im Klassenzimmer arbeiten. Muss im Klassenzimmer arbeiten.
2.
Willst die Aufgabe machen? Willst die Aufgabe machen?
Three.
Kannst hier essen? Kannst hier essen?
4. Noun gender agreement. the subject is missing in each sentence. Choose the person or people that the sentence is about. 1.
Ist Schülerin.
2.
Ist Schauspieler. Ist Schauspieler.
3.
Word order.
The second part of each sentence is missing. Choose the correct ending for each sentence. 1.
Ich spreche Deutsch, denn... Ich spreche Deutsch, denn...
2.
Sie versteht Mathe, weil... Sie versteht Mathe, weil...
3. That's the end of the listening section. Now turn the page and begin the reading section.